not worthy. Thou art worthy. Worthy, O man,
to receive glory and
power.
Oh, Your name, we glorify your name, we magnify your name, we adore you, Lord. There is none like you, Father. You are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, you are the Ancient of Days, you are the Lamb that I am, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Great God, the Almighty Father, the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. The creator of the heaven and the earth. The hand and the arm. The Lord of faithless not. Lord, we thank you. That the Lord God of Elijah that answered by thunder. When the Lord God of the Lord God hath answered them afar, your man Jehovah Jah, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rahi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rebecca, Jehovah Hashada, Jehovah Shama, Jehovah Adonai, Jehovah El Gabor. But the mighty God was Jehovah Sidikenu. Your Jehovah the Sanctifier. Your Jehovah Mekabishkin. Father, we thank you. Jehovah, Lord, we thank you. The Lord says that this is the day that you, the Lord God of Elijah, has made. The Lord says we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are here again. Father, we are here again. Father, we are here again. We have no power of our own. You are the one who has created us. You are the one who has brought us forth. He said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before I came out, I sanctified you as prophet to the nations. Lord, we thank you. Jehovah, Father, we thank you. Ancient of Days, we thank you. Lord, you have created us for something wonderful, for something great, for something glorious, for something marvelous. Lord, manifest them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, tonight is another night. We come against every power. We come against every principality. We come against every satanic and demonic authority. Every power ruling over the state of Texas, ruling over the city of Houston, we shall the pieces. In the mighty name, every power ruling over this territory, over the totality of this barrier, we pull them down. We pull them down. We pull them down. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, manifest your power in our midst tonight. Do great and mighty things in our lives. Lord, I stand here as your servant and your minister. Use me as your oracle here tonight. The power, the authority to prosper, release it upon your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, let poverty be far, 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 far away from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord says, we will prosper. As is so prosperous. Father, Lord, in the totality of our body, soul, and spirit, Jehovah, Father, that faileth not, prosper us. Prosper our people. Prosper our people. In the mighty name of Jesus. As the Lord says, and we know that all things work together for good. For those who love the Lord, for those who are called according to your purpose. Lord, tonight again, I pray for each and everyone underneath the sound of my voice. Whatever is your situation, whatever is your situation, whatever is your situation, whatever America is saying today, you will prosper. I say you will prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things, without exception, shall work together for good for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father Lord, again we thank you. Jehovah Father, we bless your name. For in Jesus' glorious name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Somebody shout. Because before you arrive here, the angels of the living God were already here. Your expectations as you are seated here today will not be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. As you lift your eyes on the hills here tonight, heaven shall answer you by fire. Heaven shall answer you by thunder. In the mighty name of God. I bring greetings to each and every one of us. One of you underneath the sound of my voice, you will possess your possession. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, we have an interesting message here tonight. That we touch the root of our lives, and that it propel us to the next level. Sometimes each and every one of us as believers, we are challenged to rise above what I call mediocrity. That we are better than what we are today. that better days and possibly best days are yet to come. But there is more before us than what we have behind us. We are challenged to aim for the stars as Christians above our circumstances in order to make every impossibility become possible. All impossibilities shall become possible in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We begin to wonder that despite all manner of prayers that we pray, why have we not seen the manifestation? The manifestation shall appear. The scripture says that the entire creature is waiting. Karima Kashira. The entire creature is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and by extension the daughters of God. They will see your manifestation.
Amen.
I say in this land they will see your manifestation.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. We begin to look at our pockets. We begin to look at ourselves. We begin to look at our purse and our wallets. All manner of cards. Is it debit card? Is it debt credit card? All manner of cards. Some are red, some are blue, some are black, some are yellow, some are green, some are white. All manner of cards. And we begin to look ourselves that all the confessions that we shall prosper. Are we prospering? You prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. I say you prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. We look at our challenges. All the challenges facing us. I wonder how we can walk and work in dominion. Abraham, work and work in dominion. You will work and work in dominion. In the mighty name of Jesus. You look at the middle. We look at ourselves as man and as woman. And we look at ourselves that here we are, creations of the Almighty God. And we look at our environment. We look at our surroundings. And we begin to look inwards. Where are we going? What have we been able to achieve? What has the Lord done for each and every one of us? Even from January to this June. We all assembled late last year, 31st of December, looking forward to a new year. What the new year is going to bring into our lives? What have we been able to achieve from January to June? We have less than 190 days to the close of this year. It means that one lies before you and myself, 190 opportunities. Those opportunities shall come by fire.
Amen.
Those opportunities shall come by thunder.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. What is the word for tonight? Created for divine prosperity. Created for divine prosperity. The man standing before you tonight is a Nigerian. Born in Nigeria. Right now in America. An itinerant minister of God. Traveling left, right, and center all around the globe. What am I saying? And what have I been seeing? What is the economic affairs of the world today? What is happening to America today? Where is the world going today? Where is New York? The financial headquarters of the world taking us today. 3-4 years ago, the whole world experienced what they call economic meltdown. We are quietly moving towards another meltdown. If in the next 4 months something drastic do not happen to the United States of America, the entire world may be in economic trouble. But you know, I will pray that the prayers of the saints, the prayers of the people tonight, there will be a turn around for this nation. In the mighty name of Jesus. This nation quietly is moving towards Sodom and Gomorrah. Only yesterday, the Senate of New York approved that man can marry man. They have become the sixth state, and six in spiritual sense is a figure of war for Satan. Six figure for Satan. And if New York, the world economic and financial center, has decided that man should marry man, we need to pray for America. And God will help us. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says that money failed in Egypt. Genesis 47 verse 15. Money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan. And all Egyptians came to Joseph and said, "Give us bread, for why should we die in your presence? For money has failed." Is money not failing? For money has failed. Money faileth. All Egyptians, all of them, they came to Joseph, the prime minister. They cried unto him, "Prime minister, here we are. Do you want us to die? For money has failed." We are children of the living God. We believe in kingdom economy. The Lord will prosper us. The Lord will prosper you. In the mighty name, in this land, in this state, in this city, in this country, you will not be poor. You will not experience poverty. You will not experience depression. You will not experience sorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus. You have experienced economic bust and boom. Genesis 26 verse 1. It says, "And there was famine in the land of Egypt." We have experienced the first famine. That was in the days of Abraham. And also in the days of Abimelech, the Philistine of Gera. What happened there? Isaac was also in that land. Amen? And in Genesis 26 verse 12, it says, "Then Isaac sowed in that land and received the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him." Hello, somebody. And Isaac, in that time, in that same land, he sowed and he reaped plentifully, multiple breakthroughs. We are created for divine prosperity. At this time, in this month, in this season, you will reap bountifully. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not plant for others to harvest. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are going somewhere tonight. We are created for divine prosperity. We are created for divine prosperity. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 5. "And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper." Hello, somebody. He says he sought Lord. in the days of Zechariah the prophet, when there is no vision, the nation perish. But we're talking about King Uzziah. He was made king at the age of 16. He trusted God. He was always asking, which way, Lord? In the days of Zechariah. We are also in the days of Daniel. We are in the days of Daniel. He sought Lord in the days of Zechariah. And the Lord showed him and translated to him those visions that he had. Whatever are your visions, the Lord will prosper those visions. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. When God finished creation, he planted man in the Garden of Eden. He planted man in the Garden of Eden. After creation, the Lord himself took the entirety of the world, entirety of creation, to his quality control lab. The Lord, somebody. And at the end of it all, he said everything, one word, well made. Well made. For you too. In other words, the Lord created you and myself to lead. To live a life of prosperity. To live a life of luxury. To live a life of pleasure. The Lord created us not to suffer, not to be in sorrow. That was in the land of Eden. But because of the entrance of sin into the life of man, you remember the soul of the serpent? The struggle began. The trouble came and man began to struggle because of sin. The same struggle is what each and every one of us are experiencing today. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. We struggle to eat. We struggle to clothe ourselves, to get shelter, and other good things of our life. There are afflictions, various kinds of afflictions everywhere. But that wasn't the original plan of God for each and every one of us. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you what? An expected end." We are created for signs and wonders, not created for evil. He said, "For I know the thought that I think towards you, not of evil." He has created us to have good expectations, that our expectations shall come to pass, shall come to fruition. In other versions of the Bible, say, "For a future and a hope, that there's hope for you, there's future for you. Whatever is the solution, whatever the problems around you, there is future for you. There's hope for you. In the mighty name of Jesus." God has plans for each and every one of us. Even in the midst of affliction, you can still experience what I call fruitfulness. In the midst of affliction, the Bible has an interesting story of a man they call Joseph. In the midst of affliction, his brother sold him into slavery. Sold him into slavery. A freeborn sold into slavery. In the midst of affliction, he was sold by his brothers. He was made a slave. He was falsely accused. He was forgotten in prison, tormented and afflicted. Yet, in the midst of all this, he was fruitful. You shall be fruitful. I say you shall be fruitful. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Genesis 39 verse 2, it says, "Yet in the midst of all this, he was fruitful." He was a slave. He suffered. In the midst of all this, he was fruitful. And what happened to him? What happened to him? "And the Lord was with Joseph, And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. A prosperous man in the house of his master, the Egyptian. You prosper in this land. What are the 11 of the Lord? The Lord that has brought you to America has a divine agenda for your life. He has not brought you here to come and suffer here. He has brought you here to prosper. You will prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can I ask yourself all these questions? How possible is it for a slave to be in the house of his master and yet be a prosperous man? How? The answer is simple. This is because prosperity is who you are and what you have. Prosperity is who you are and not what you have. God is a God of restoration. The Lord will restore you. I said the Lord will restore you in the mighty name of Jesus. Isaiah 43 verse 7. Isaiah 43 verse 7. God never does things in half measure. Isaiah 43 verse 7. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. For you and myself, he said, he has created us, he has formed us for his glory. For his glory. For him to shine. Isaiah 60 says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of God is, you will rise. I say, you shine. In the mighty name of Jesus. When God is interested in the affairs of any man, the Baba God goes all out. When he decides to visit you, he will visit you in a mighty way. He will visit you in a wonderful way. He goes all out. When he visited Joseph, he took him right out of prison and straight to the palace. Right out of prison to the palace. Is there anyone near? Underneath the sound of my voice tonight, that God, do this for me. Do this for me. I can hear the sound of heaven. That thing that you have been asking God to do for you tonight, by his spirit, by his power, it is yours in the mighty name of Jesus. I say it is yours in the mighty name of Jesus. God took a slave girl and made her a queen. God took a young shepherd boy named David and made him a king. The Lord will make you a king in this land. In the mighty name of Jesus. Fruitfulness is not about what you have, but what you are in Christ. Whenever you find yourself undergoing one affliction or the other, focus your eyes not on the problem, but on the solution. Focus your eyes not on the problem, but on the solution. Let the mind of God be your mind. Philippians 2 verse 5. Let his mind be in you. Let the mind of God be in you. Let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2 verse 5. The mind of Christ is the mind of dominion. It is the mind that does not accept impossibility as an option. The mind of Christ is the mind of success. It's the mind of fulfillment of destiny. You fulfill your destiny. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you have the mind of Christ, you have what we call the endowing power. You have the enabling power. You have what we call the total power. The Lord will bombard you with his power. In the mighty name of Jesus. There's what we call the power of imagination. Power of imagination. The power of imagination can never be overemphasized. Power of imagination. You sit down And you begin to imagine yourself in a particular place, in a particular situation. You begin to see yourself as managing director of a company. You begin to see yourself as a doctor. You begin to see yourself as a lawyer. You sit down, you begin to look into the belly, into the womb of the lives of your children, one by one. And you begin to look at them spiritually, one by one, and you begin to prophesy into their lives that you, this son of mine, A, you become a doctor, you become a lawyer. You begin to speak into their life through your spirit. That is serious imagination. Romans 6, verse 16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants, to obey is servants, ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Power of imagination that can be very potent. You cannot afford to surrender your power of imagination to anybody. It was the power of imagination that made the men of Babel wanting to build the tower to heaven so that they can be doing handshake with God in heaven. Power of imagination. Power of imagination. The Lord will do greater and mighty things in your lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. John 14 verse 12 says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me will also do the great works that I do. And greater works than this will he do, because I go to the Father. You trust God, you believe God. He said, greater things shall he do. We are in a dispensation of grace. Greater things shall he do. Look at all what the Lord is using generals. God's generals will do all over the world. Look at all the miracles that is happening all over the world. Look at all the outstanding successes all over the world. You succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. I say you succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. When you yield yourself to Christ, you have what we call the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ will bring success to your lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. 2 Timothy 3 verse 14. 2 Timothy 3 verse 14. He said, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Knowing of whom thou hast learned them. What the passage there is saying that if man can learn to continue what the Lord has taught them, they will surely fulfill their destiny. They will fulfill their destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. God is looking for men who are rooted and not drifters. You want to fulfill your destiny? Stay where you fulfill your destiny. You want the agenda of God in your life to come to full manifestation? Stay where that agenda will come to manifestation. I always tell people, nobody ever comes to mountain of fire miracle by accident. By accident. Nobody. Nobody. Because this time, this is it's mountain of fire miracle ministries. So much for us. Powers of our fathers have pursued us here. So much for us. Powers of our mothers have pursued us here. So much for us. Maybe masquerades that pursue you here. Then you see masquerade pursuing your dreams. The Lord help us in the mighty name of Jesus. God is unshakable. God is immutable. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12. It says, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some what commend themselves. But they are measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Measuring themselves by themselves, comparing themselves by themselves, they are not wise. Your mind is a battleground where battle is fought and won. Amen? Your mind is a battleground. Your battle is fought and won. The Lord will deliver us in the mighty name of Jesus. We will achieve what God says you achieve. In the glory of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in the mighty name of Jesus. The mind of Jesus was a success. And he succeeded. Within 3.5 years, it was a success. Within 3.5 years, it was a success. What are you saying about yourselves? What am I saying about myself? Within 3.5 years, the day the man was being baptized, heaven opened. And the word came from heaven. This is what my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Does heaven know your name? Does heaven know your name? This is my word. In whom I am, now I'm well pleased. Heaven shall fight for you. Heaven shall deliver you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The mind of Jesus, the mind of success. Jesus believed in himself and his abilities. And in his ministry, he demonstrated power. His mission, threefold, to heal, to save, and to deliver. And God works signs and wonders through him. Great and mighty things shall manifest in your lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do you have the mind of Christ? Do you have the mind of Christ? What do you believe in? Is your life manifesting your belief? Or your unbelief? What are the negative thoughts, processes you have been having? It is time to shake off all unbelief. And Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. God wants you to think like him. God wants you to achieve your destiny. And you achieve your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Philippians 4 verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What can you not do through Christ? What can you not do through Christ? Says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things shall work together for good for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. You have to believe in yourself. Jesus believed in himself. There's no alternative than for you to believe in yourself. Until you believe in yourself, who will believe in you? If you don't believe in yourself, what you don't have, you can't give. That is the truth. What you don't have, you cannot give. People run from one church to another church, from another church to another church, from white garment to blue garment, from blue garment to red garment. Like I mentioned to people here, there's a church in Lagos, Nigeria now. They come to church, everybody, they remove their dress naked. Church of Satan. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. You must believe in yourself. Church of Satan. What are they looking for? Power. Looking for authority. Looking for money. Husband and wife enter church. They remove their... Everybody... They want to worship the way they came into this world. Church of Satan. Synagogue of Satan. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. You have to believe in yourself. You are your own sex man. You want somebody to pray for you to prosper? Look at that man. Look at that woman. He'll tell you he'll fast for you for 7 days. It's a lie. It's a lie. You collect your money to go and buy chicken. Your credibility is based on your belief and your attitude. When God called Moses to go and deliver his people from bondage, God knew. He knew Moses. But Moses could be fearful. But he doesn't have self-confidence. God had to address that area of his life. That area of self-belief. What you can do and what you cannot do. The Lord will help you in the mighty name of Jesus. We are a solution to your generation. Each and every one of us, as we are sitting here, there is something that the Lord has programmed into your life. There's something that God has inscribed into your destiny, into the bowl of your destiny. You are a solution to your generation. There's something in your life that is special. You're a solution to somebody's problem. Somebody very close to you, somebody are off, apart from you. You are a solution to their problem. The Lord will help you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are created to be a blessing. You must believe in yourself that you can do it. A black man, all the way from Kenya, came to America. Father came to America. And today, first black man to be president of this country. When he was campaigning about 4 years, he said, "Yes, I can. Yes, I can." And he went all around America. Amen? And at the end of the day, you must believe in yourself. You must trust God. You must believe in yourself that you can make it. You can get there. That you can become unstoppable. Mighty name of Jesus. Self-belief builds self-confidence. And self-confidence is a product of information and activity. Self-belief builds confidence. And what you believe in, you'll be busy in. What you believe in, you'll be busy in. The Lord has created you. He has created me. He's a manufacturer. What you do not desire, you do not deserve. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. We need to sit down. We need to assess ourselves. We need to assess our abilities and our opportunities all around us. And the challenges all around us. If today God decides to give you an open check, what will you do with it? You know somebody? Will you buy an aeroplane? Will you buy a Rolls Royce? You know children? You know somebody? If God decided to give you an open check today, what will you do with it? We need to be persistent. Because you trust God, you believe God, you be persistent. Hebrews 12, verse 2a. Said, working after Jesus, the Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. There's a book in which I call the Book of Elders. The book is not yet written. The joy of a salesman is not in the man who said no, but in the only one who said yes. You are a salesman, move around, move around, move around. His joy is not the one who says no. It's the one who says yes. But at the end of the day, he's taking something home. Mommy must cook something. Whether it's crayfish. On the back of the goat. I don't know what they call it. Whether they call it mama or whatever they call it. You must work hard. And heaven shall fight for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. You have to refuse to give up. To refuse to give up. The Bible says, effectual door have I opened unto you. There are doors open unto you. Doors of opportunities. There are doors that will not open except to the man who knows the value of persistence. Except the man who knows the value of persistence. Continue to knock. By force, by fire, the door must open. Don't quit. The man of persistence is the man who presses on in spite of obstacles before him. You press on. Don't quit. There'll be challenges in our lives. There'll be afflictions. Job did not curse God when the affliction was so high, was so heavy. The wife told him, curse God and what? And die. Man refused. You must know the Lord that you serve. Something must give. It takes the deep to get to the deep. God has not created anything that prayer cannot move. He says, if you say to the man, be ye removed. I speak into the life of somebody under the sound of my voice. There are mountains in your life. Mountains in your life. Mountains in your life. Lord, today, by the authority of heaven, by the thunder of heaven, I command those mountains to be shattered to pieces. I said, be shattered to pieces. Every mountain of affliction, every mountain of joblessness, every mountain of fear, every mountain of poverty, every mountain of diseases, be shattered to pieces. Be shattered to pieces. In the mighty name of Jesus. It shall be so. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, there will be oppositions. Because they know that God has created you for greatness. There will be oppositions. Because they know that you are a star. There will be oppositions. Powers of your Father, they will pursue you. Powers of your Father, they will pursue you. Will be challenged in your offices. Children will also be challenged in school. But with prayer, we will be victorious. I say we will be victorious. In the mighty name of Jesus. What about Zacchaeus? You know the story of Zacchaeus? Very short man in biblical times. And when that's from my, you can read about it in Luke 19, verse 3 to 4. He has had a lot of stories about Jesus, all the signs and wonders, all the miracles. But because he was a very short man, and Jesus was passing by, he had to climb the sycamore tree. Because you are here tonight, the way, the manner that heaven has never visited you before, it shall do so tonight. Heaven shall do so tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say it again. That because we are in the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords tonight, whatever are those troubles, whatever are those problems, whatever are those powers that have been pursuing your life as the unrepentant evil pursuers, perish in the Red Sea. Your enemies shall perish in the Red Sea. The powers pursuing you shall perish in the Red Sea. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. What about the woman with the issue of blood? Persistence. We will get there. The woman with the issue of blood. For 12 years, issue of blood. Suffering. About to die. She got her miracle. Despite all the crowd, she moved around. She struggled to get there. And she touched the hem of his garments. And that touch alone brought deliverance into her life. Is there somebody under the sound of my voice tonight? Under this infirmity in your life, and the doctor has said, this is cancer. And by the doctor's judgment, you have very few years to spend. Because you are here tonight. I speak unto the root of that cancer. I speak unto the root of that infirmity. I speak unto the foundation of that infirmity by the order and the power and the authority in the blood of Jesus. By the order of Jehovah Rapha. By the order of Jehovah Rapha. By the order and the power resident in the Talitha-Kumi of Jesus. Be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ah, I can see somebody here. They have closed your womb. They have closed your womb. The spirits of the living God, the sojourn of heaven, is right there now. A surgical operation is taking place in that room now. A corrective surgery is taking place in that room now. A replacement is taking place now. It's taking place now. Thank you, Jehovah Father. Thank you, Jehovah Lord. You feel heat in that your womb now. You feel heat in that womb now. You feel that heat in that surgical operation is taking place now. Thank you, Jehovah Father. Thank you, Jehovah Lord. It is done. In the mighty name of Jesus. You give testimony to the glory of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't allow what you are going through today to hinder your pressing forward. Don't quit. Press forward. Don't mind what is happening around you. Jesus knew how to press forward. A man of persistence, a man who will never take no for an answer. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10. It says, for even when we are with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not walk, neither will he eat. Hello, somebody. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10. It says, for even when we are with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not walk, neither will he eat. You don't want to walk, you can't eat. It's there in the Bible. Is that in the Bible? Thank God for America. They work here. They work here. And hard work does not kill. That is the truth. Hard work does not kill. If you pray from here to tomorrow and you sit down at home, the person will die of poverty. You must take step after prayer. Move forward. Step out. Pray for uncommon divine favor. Despite all that's around you, and the Lord will favor you. Amen. I said, the Lord will favor you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. All the prayers in the world cannot substitute for hard work. That is the truth. That's the reason why unbelievers, they are far ahead of believers. They take steps. Many believers believe in sitting down at home, thinking that manna will fall from heaven. I have news for you. The day of manna is over. Hello? I have news for you. The day of manna is over. We are in days of hard work. And hard work will prosperity in your lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Right application. Right to application. The what is happening around you. There are people, a lot of things happening. This modern age. You have all the certificates in the world. First degree, master's degree, PhD. Go on the internet. And with prayer, Lord will surprise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible has declared that once you do not work, you cannot eat. Heaven will fight for you. Heaven will defend you. In the mighty name of Jesus. God will bless you in all ways and in every way. In the mighty name of Jesus. All that is hard work. Hard work. The day of manna is over. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10. What does he say? But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace towards me was not in vain. But I labored abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. He labored. He labored more than others. Go and check. Those who are successful, those who are prosperous, they are not those who are sleeping at home. Not those who are sleeping at home. Because they have 24 hours lights in America. Sleeping at home. When the debts come, when the bills come. And you know, it's not difficult for them to foreclose property in this country. Lord, help us in the mighty name of Jesus. The pursuit of liberation of destiny is hard work. The pursuit of liberation of destiny is hard work. It's a diligent pursuit. The Lord has promised to multiply the works of your hand. If you are found doing nothing, then there will be nothing for God to bless. Is somebody hearing me? God has promised you that He will bless the works of your hand, and you are sleeping at home. What will He bless? Nothing. You must know when to pray and when to get up and walk. You must know when to pray and when to get up and walk. You do research about your environment. A lot of things are happening in this country. Heaven shall help us in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, Heaven shall help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Many die without ever fitting into God's plan. Many die without ever fitting into God's plan. They come here and the entirety of that destiny wasted. Somebody came into this world. He spent 969 years here, Methuselah. There's nothing in this Bible recorded as his achievements. 969 years on this side of the Great Divide. No achievements. Somebody was also here. He married 700 wives, 300 concubines only. Will you call that an achievement? King Solomon. Will you call that an achievement? He was the first graduate. He got a first class and a PhD from the ancient University of Polygamy. Will you call that an achievement? Lord, help us in the mighty name of Jesus. But what about Samson? We are created for divine prosperity. What about Samson? He died on the laps of Delilah. Eh? He died with his enemies. You not die with your enemies. I say you not die with your enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will achieve your destiny. I say you achieve your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, great and mighty things shall come to manifest in our lives. You cannot afford to be slothful. When you are created for destiny, it means hard work. You have to liberate yourself, and heaven shall fight for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's try on our feet now. The prayers we have to pray within the next 15 minutes. The prayers that we have to. Is there anybody here who has not given his life or has not to Christ before? You are coming here for the first time. You have not given your life to Christ before. You want to be liberated from the spirit and the power of poverty. You want to move to the next level. You want to be released from the quagmire of mediocrity, defeat, and despondence. Are you here? You are coming here for the first time. You have not given your life to Christ before. And you want the story of your life to change. You want great and mighty things to manifest in your life. Thank you, Jesus. I want to bow down our heads now. Bow down your heads now. want to speak and ask the Lord to come into your life, but ask God to forgive you of your sins. Bring quality repentance to God. Bring quality repentance to God. Pray the blood of Jesus upon your life. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key. Prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayer and ended with prayer. Prayer is the master. Brother, it is time to pray. It is time to pray. It is time to pray. The more you pray, the more fire you put in that prayer, the more heaven shall answer you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every power of poverty, my father. Hey, please pray that prayer very well. Every power of poverty that pursued my father and pursued my mother. Why are you pursuing me? Every power of poverty. My father, you are still pursuing me. Why are you pursuing me? I am not your candidate. Jesus, mighty name we pray. You're going to pray this one and pray very well. I beg you, please. Every satanic boom. Sweeping away my breakthroughs. Blood lashes. In the name of Jesus. Every satanic boom. Sweeping away my breakthroughs. Blood lashes. Blood lashes now. We are in Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Please, I beg you, this particular prayer point is for 5 of our brethren here. We have been here. We have never in this church, we have never given a testimony in this place. And we have been asking God, when am I going to give my testimony? When am I too going to sing? Come and see, come and see, come and see what the Lord has done. Ah, the Lord is saying you are going to sing a new song.
Amen.
The Lord is saying you are going to sing a new song.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are going to cry to the Lord. Please, I beg you, pray this prayer very well. My Father, my Father, my Father. Restore my wasted years. And let me sing a new song. In the name of Jesus. My Father, my Father, my Father. Yes, Father. Restore my wasted years. Give me a new song. Give me a new song. Let me sing a better song, Father. Restore my wasted years. Give me a new song. Let me sing a better song, Father. Mighty name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. This prayer we are praying again by the Spirit of Revelation. There's a sister here. You are overdue for promotion in your office. But somebody is sitting on that your promotion. The Lord is saying within 21 days, that promotion shall appear by fire.
Amen.
You are going to pray. I beg you, please. Say this one very well.
Any power anywhere
sitting on my promotion,
die
in the mighty name of Jesus. Any power anywhere sitting on my promotion,
die
in the name of Jesus. Any power anywhere. Any force anywhere contend with my promotion. Any power, any force contending with my promotion. Die in the name of Jesus. 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 Jesus, mighty name we pray.
Amen.
We are still praying. Every demonic force and power.
We are
housing my benefits.
Be destroyed
by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every demonic force and power. We are housing my benefits. We need your expectations. We know your benefits. What are those prayers? What are those forces? And where are those forces that have decided to warehouse your benefits? Are the benefits underneath the waters? Are they in the forest? Are they in the heavens? Are they in the rocks? Are they in the trees? And address those benefits wherever they are. Let them begin to chop up and begin to locate you. Begin to locate you by fire.
In
Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are here tonight. You have done exams several times. And you have failed those exams on those times. The end of failure has come. If you are in that category, please quickly approach the altar now, because the altar orders. There are angels of success around here now. You have done exams before, you have failed those exams. Come quickly to the front of the altar now. Go on your knees, and as you're on your knees, begin to shake your head. Begin to shake your head. Begin to shake your head. Begin to shake that head. Shake that head. Kapuya kasidaha. Begin to shake the head. Begin to shake the head. There is power. There is power. There is power in the blood. There is power. There is power. There is power in the blood. There is power. There is power. There is power in the blood. There is power. There is power. There is power in the blood. There is success. There is success. There is success in the blood. There is power. There is success. There is success in. We must shake the head. 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 As I shake the head. It is a power of failure. Leave me alone by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Power of failure. Power of failure. Power of failure. Leave me alone by fire. Shake the head. Shake the head. Shake the head. Shake the head. Power of failure. Leave me alone by fire. Leave me alone by fire. Leave me alone by fire. Power of failure. Leave me alone by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. There's a power of impossibility in my life. Jump out. Look at your singer. In the name of Jesus. Power of impossibility in my life. Backfire. Go back to your sender. Look at your sender. Power of impossibility in my life. Go back and look at your sender. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name, pray. I can only have a prayer like this. Every power and force sitting on my success in life, there is that power. Every power and force sitting on my success in life, there is that power. Jesus, mighty name, pray. Lord, you are God of possibilities. You are God of excellence. You are God of success. Lord, your children are on their knees because you are God that faileth not and you can never fail. Because you are God that can never fail. Lord, I prophesy and I decree excellence and success. In the mighty name of Jesus, every bullet of failure, every bomb of failure, every hour of failure, I overcome them to the light of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, from this second, from this hour, excellence and success shall be yours.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. From Jesus, mighty name we pray.
Amen,
amen, amen. You can go back to your seat rejoicingly. Some of you are here tonight. You have certain infirmities in your life and you have refused to live. And the doctors are saying, this infirmity cannot go. This infirmity. You want immediate healing. Immediate healing. And you also want to give testimony to the glory of the living God. This is the time. Approach the altar now and go on your knees. Of the second time in our lives, Lord, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, by the order of Jehovah Rapha, by the order of Jehovah Rebecca, from person to person, person to person, person to person, let the fire of healing, the fire of deliverance begin to fall upon you, begin to fall upon you, begin to fall upon you. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the healing winds and the healing winds of heaven begin to blow upon you now. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. I release the winds of healing upon you. Behold your bones, behold your flesh, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive your healing now. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the touch of heaven fall upon you. Let the touch of heaven fall upon you. Let the touch of heaven fall upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It is done in Jesus' name. Go back to your sister Jasmine. It is well with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And finally, 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 before we take our tithes and offering, you have never given testimony before in this church. I can see a container of testimony. You have never given testimony before. As you are approaching this altar now, your testimony is following you. You have never given testimony in this church before. Approach this altar now. So do so, your testimony is following you. Thank you, Jesus. Salam. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. I say he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. I say he's alive. Amen. I say he's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. We're going to do one prayer point. Power of testimony.
Power of testimony.
Power upon my life. Now. In the mighty name. Jesus. Power of testimony. Power of testimony. Power of testimony. Fall upon my life now. Power of testimony. Fall upon my life now. Power of testimony. Fall upon my life now. Fall upon my life now. Power of testimony. In Jesus' mighty name, pray. Lord, again, I pray for these people. We've all knelt down before your throne of grace, not before any man. Before your throne of mercy, before your throne of compassion. But now they are knelt down, Father. Let your power of testimony bombard them with fire. Bombard them with thunder. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know why the show is pinching them. You know their needs, Father. Meet them at the times of need. In the mighty name of Jesus, let testimony overshadow their eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jehovah. For Jesus, wonderful name, pray. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Shout to God, hallelujah. Don't go to your seat, don't go to your seat like that. Just congratulate yourself. Stand up, and congratulate yourself. Say to each other, when I break down, I say, somewhere, before the end of this year, you'll be congratulated. Congratulate yourselves. Somehow, somewhere, someday, sometime, before the end of this year, you'll be congratulated. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus, now I pray. Let's bring up our